The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Now, if you were watching The Rose of Tralee last night and you stayed up later than me, you would have seen this.
As you know, I've been nominated for an ice bucket challenge by my mother-in-law in the United States of America. I've been thinking about it, and if I don't do it, I give €100 to the motor neuron disease, and if I do it, I give 20. But if I'm going to do it, do you want me to do it? Yeah. I'm only going to do it because I'm going to nominate 3 people as well, because that's the way it happens, and I want you all at home to do this and raise loads of money for motor neuron disease and the charity associated with it. So I'm going to nominate 3 former presenters of the Rose of Tralee to do this. Mr. Ray Darcy, Ryan Tuberty, and Mr. Marty Whelan. Are we ready for this?
Well, as you heard there, Dahi cheekily nominated a couple of fellow broadcasters, and one of them is after walking into studio right now.
Listen, can I just say, John Murray, I have never seen you look as well. This is just fantastic. It breaks all sorts of standards about who's on the radio at the moment. But John, you're looking fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Not at all.
Straight from Lyric FM, no less.
I'm there trying to give the nation a bit of Puccini and James Taylor and Van Morrison, and you've dragged me in here to talk about ice water. What do you like?
Well, listen to me. You heard it there. How, did you watch the show last night? You're up early like myself.
I was in bed. We weren't in bed together, Mark. We went to check this. I was in bed getting ready for the Lyric breakfast at 7, and you were getting ready for this. He's a scut, as my mother would say.
An absolute scut.
He's a scut.
But had you any idea about the challenge? Had you heard of this?
I'd heard about it, because on the radio, like you, we talk about whatever is going on, and the Rose of Tralee always, I did it for 6 years. I love it. So naturally, there'll be an interest in it. But I didn't expect to be dragged into the bucket by him and the other two lads as well. It's typical, you see. If I do it, everyone else has to do it.
But this is it. So, first question, are you going to do it?
I'm on a dry run today. And you know what that means in our world. For winning streak, which is back, incidentally, with Marty Whelan. Saturday week, we're back.
Brilliant.
Thank God. And because you love that too, because you did that.
Fabulous. I can't wait to tune in again.
Yeah, because you had to go and we had to get someone else and then she went.
You had to get someone better.
So, no, that's not true. It's all about enjoying the moment when you're there. So I have a dry run today. So how could I possibly be pelted with? Do you know what I don't like about this? My back is to the door. And I'm not liking this feeling. And I just realised.
The door opens slowly.
Yeah, but it won't be
that's why I said you're a very brave man to come in here.
Yeah, but they've thrown water over me before in this place. I'm used to it.
Well, what if we set you the challenge after the dry run, that we set it up and we video it and we can put it up on our website later
on today? Sorry, what?
I'm talking about later today.
But you know I'll be in a dry run all day. I'll be in makeup. My makeup will run. It's for motor neuron, though, which would be a very good cause to support.
Yes. Fabulous charity. And you know what? I just think it's unbelievable how it has taken over the world. Do you remember that whole thing a couple of months ago with the no makeup selfies?
That's right.
And how that went viral. Right. This already, in the space of a month, I think,
that's all it is.
A couple of weeks, has raised over $13 million.
But it's the power of social media. Yeah. And it's the power of what it is out there now that I know. And I mean, you use it on the radio here, pretending to be John Murray. I use it as Marty Whelan in Lyric. And because you can tweet, you can talk about this, that and the other. And it is. It is really powerful. But you're asking me the question.
I'm asking you the question and you're very tactfully avoiding it.
I'm attempting to avoid the question. Could I wear a vest? Because I have my summer shirt on.
This is
cheese thingy. What do you call that? You'd know. What material is that?
It looks like linen to me.
It's kind of linen. Well, maybe it is. And it would
soak
through.
So now you're suggesting a wet t-shirt competition.
Suddenly, I'm prepared to do this. I don't know. Look, would I do it? Of course I would do it for charity. As well as at the time of my choosing in the Maldives. Could we do it somewhere warm?
We could try. We could look at it. We could maybe go as far as Donnybrook Main Street. I think the Maldives are probably out for us. And you know what? We've heard through the grapevine that Ryan Tuberty is going to do it live on air.
Is he going to? Health and safety. What time is he on? Are we all on at the same time?
We're all on the same time.
This is ridiculous.
You must have left on a very long song on Lyric.
There's people dancing to the Blue Danube, assuming I'm dancing with them. They're on their own. So look, I'll go back now I keep looking behind me. I'm going back now, just in case. But thank
just
you
in
for
case your studio has been set up.
Thank you for the invitation. Let's talk about this later.
No, my producer is now at me through the window.
Who's your
going,
producer?
Margaret Curley is going, I have not got
She's
a definitive answer.
Very good, Margaret.
And anybody
Curley.
That knows Margaret Curley knows that she likes definitive answers.
Does she like definitive answers? Would I do it? Of course I would do it.
Okay, so we're going to set it up.
I don't know when we'll do it.
After your dry run today.
Yeah, I don't know if we can do it after the dry run.
You are such a good sport. I always know. And when it comes down to charity, you are. I mean,
I do
what
lot,
do you
yeah.
think about celebrities or the likes of us being asked to do nonsense stuff like this, if it is for a good
cause? I don't mind. I do a lot of charity work. I know you do. Many of us do. And you don't charge for charity. I don't believe in charging for charity. If you do charity, you do it because it's for the right cause and you don't charge anybody.
Yeah.
And you go and you do it. And I'm a great believer in that. And if this highlights something, like Motor Neuron, which took one of our colleagues recently, as you know, God rest Colin, and it makes a difference, then of course you'll do anything to try and make a difference. I'll have to alert wardrobe because I'm not destroying my own clothes. I bet your dive suit was going back somewhere.
Sure, you borrowed that off Louis Copeland.
There you go. You see, I'll have to get on to Louis Copeland now or Adrian Copeland and see if I can get this. Listen, I have to go back to
go
lyric.
On, go on. That's a very long song. Marty Whelan, a legend as always.
Carry
great
on.
Great to see you. Back
well, John. It's been lovely.
Back after this.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.